Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Mac and cheese, mac and cheese. Can I have some, please? Mac and cheese, macaroni and cheese. Please, baby, please. Mac and cheese, mac and cheese.
I never knew this.
Can I have some, please?
Mac
and cheese, macaroni and cheese. Please, baby, please.
I like it.
Mac and cheese.
We should have played this at the festival,
That's
man.
The whole song.
Can
That's
I
it?
Have some, please?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Macaroni and you cheese. Never. Sometimes the simplest things can be the best thing. Who let the dogs out? I mean,
who?
Yeah.
Have you ever asked Suri who let the dogs out?
Yes. I think Suri said that she couldn't tell me at this time.
No. She says, who?
Suri gets...
Who?
Does she?
Such attitude. She's I don't like talking to her sometimes.
Kind of a smart butt.
Go ahead and ask your phone later. Who let the dogs out?
Yeah, ask Suri.
She'll respond.
So this weekend I did. I visited Durango, Colorado for the Mac and Cheese Festival. And that's what they had. They had plenty of mac and cheese, Kelly. It was a four-hour festival of... they give you a plate and a wine glass when you walk in. Let me get Mike to come in and help me on the discussion of Durango and this Mac and Cheese Festival. Mike!
Did producer Mike go with you?
Yes.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Hey, Mikey!
And it's really a cool deal because the radio station up there is a big sponsor, 99X, up in Durango, Colorado. Shout out. What's up, Cody?
What up?
it's really a cool deal. Like 2,000 people or so, live music, and big tents, and just plenty of mac and cheese of all sorts. Brisket.
Did they have anything else in case you were like me and lactose intolerant?
Nope.
It's not the and anything else festival.
No,
it's the macaroni and cheese festival. And the cool thing was, it was at a ski resort. And I've never been to a ski resort during the summer.
Yeah. They're great in the summer.
They had those alpine slides and people mountain biking down hills. And the air was so fresh and you could get on the ski lift. And they had all these really fun things for kids to do.
And I found out that there is, I never heard of elevation sickness before.
What's elevation sickness?
It's kind of like seasickness.
Have you really never had that?
No.
You know, it's one of those kind of a queasy...
No, it's severe that... I mean, I used to play a soccer tournament in Colorado at Pikes Peak.
Yeah.
And we had to go a week early just to play.
You're acclimated.
Is it because of the oxygen?
Yeah. Yeah.
The 6,000...
There's less oxygen.
Okay.
Yeah.
6,500 and, I think, 12 feet.
Was where we were.
I think that was the elevation where we landed.
Yeah.
And as soon as we got off the plane, Cody looks at Big Al and says, I just want to let you know, you may think you can drink a lot.
It hits you so fast.
Kelly, he said, I want to warn you about elevation sickness. I'm like, dude, come on.
I'm a Big Al man.
I want to warn you about elevation sickness. You're going to feel a little something in your stomach, a little queasy. Just sit down and drink some water. I'm like, dude, come
drink
on.
A ton of water. You should start, overloading on water before you even get on the plane.
Not Big Al.
But I didn't know either. We got there. They literally had oxygen tanks in our room. I went for a weekend wedding up in Telluride.
Mm-hmm.
I was sick the entire time. And by the time you start acclimating, it's time to come home.
Mm-hmm. I was feeling it. Probably within the first hour that I was there. I mean,
hard
just
to breathe,
the walk
climbing
from the
stairs.
Car up to where we were going. And it's like I said, it's beautiful. But yeah, it started kind of getting to me. I had to sit down for a minute and kind of regroup. But yeah, a ski resort in the summertime, I'd never been to one either. I mean, just so freaking
And they rolled
beautiful.
Out. They rolled out the red carpet, and Big Al Mac was a rock star there.
Is he?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think he was the only black dude there.
I was going to say.
The black dude.
He was the
black dude. Not only ski resort in the wintertime, you say, okay, there might be two or three black people here. Ski resort in the summertime? Apparently brother's got no use for that.
The only one for sure?
There was one other black dude. We should have embraced.
And of course they looked at each other and did the what's up.
We did the what's up. We started singing We Shall Overcome. You know, it was a beautiful
thing. But it was cool. So what do you think would go perfectly with macaroni and cheese? No, Roller Girl Derby.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking spiral cut ham.
Oh, no. After the
food was great. But what was fun was what we did that night.
Yeah.
Okay, so you pigged out.
We pigged out.
Uh-huh.
Sat.
What was the best mac and cheese you tried? Because you listed off before. There
yeah, brisket. Brisket was really, they were all delicious. But the one that won was there four cheese, some type of
spices. I can't remember.
Dude, it was great. Kelly, you would have loved it.
Why would they ask you? And not me.
I don't know.
Big Al Mac.
Mac is in his name.
Yeah, but
Kelly makes macaroni
food
and cheese.
Foodaholic.
He tried to get him to change the name of the festival to the Big Al Mac and Cheese Festival.
Yeah, they weren't buying that. No.
Did they have a pepper jack cheese mac and cheese?
I didn't try all of them. I'm sure they did.
The only cheese I do not recommend is mozzarella.
Yeah.
Because it's so stringy. I've tried my mama's macaroni and cheese, mm-hmm. and I keep adding different cheeses. The mozzarella is just, it's too stringy. It's just a mess. Anything else? Been great.
Mm-hmm. And maybe mac and cheese is something you eat after you consume the Colorado legalities. Because
pot?
Yeah, that.
Okay.
Because apparently in Colorado, it's legal. And in Durango, though, it's not. So each city can make their own
for
laws.
Recreational.
Yeah, for recreational.
Okay.
So it's, this is how they explained
you
it to us.
Purchase,
you can purchase it at the store, but I can't sell it to you.
Right. If
you
we know? Were friends, you could give it to me as a friend, but you can't sell it to me because then right. it's illegal.
Right.
You could buy up to 1 pound.
That would make you a dealer.
Mm-hmm. You could drive 3 hours up to Telluride and get it recreationally, mm-hmm. but then you couldn't distribute it anywhere. So that's illegal.
You can't be a dealer, but you can be a sharer.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's really more personal.
So maybe you could share, and then the person could give you a tip, like an appreciation tip.
Hmm.
Okay.
But they...
I don't know.
They
it don't make me any difference.
It's illegal to have it out in public, but there was definitely a lot going on.
Yeah, it was...
How could you tell?
I asked while I was up on stage. I said, is anyone here high right now?
Woo!
Is anyone going to get high tonight? Woo! They just went crazy.
That was
my big line of the night.
So you gorged yourself on mac and cheese and went to a roller derby?
Then we went to the roller derby.
It was awesome.
Probably 15 or so chicks on each team. And
be careful when you say chicks, because these are all girls who could beat you up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
girls don't like being called chicks.
I didn't bother me.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thanks, chicks.
I mean, they're hot, you know, but they will kick your butt over a quarter. Mm-hmm. You know, you could tell. And so I've never seen one in person. I've seen it on TV before. I've never seen one in person.
Those we've had them come down.
Yeah. But I've never seen an actual game or match.
Oh,
or
a match.
Whatever
okay.
you call it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was pretty fun. And what else we do, Mike? We went out that night and played some ping pong.
A little ping pong?
Yeah.
I think that you thought that you were going to be able to step it up and kind of run the house.
I'm tired, though.
He must have been the altitude sickness.
Dude, I was.
He didn't last very
long. Y'all go ahead and party. I'm going to walk.
It's one of the most beautifully undiscovered cities. It's like a hidden secret.
It really is.
But what happened to the cool Big Al Mac that would have gone out to the bars and stuff?
Threw out to the bar and played ping pong. That's what you do.
You used to go to the club.
It was Colorado.
Ping pong is very big in bars. Susan Sarandon even started up a ping pong bars.
Yeah.
NYC.
Yeah. Oh, I love ping pong. But Al used to go to the club.
I did. I walked home and I heard music and I said, take me there. I was on a little trolley thing. I said, take me there, wherever that music is. And on my way home, I stopped by Balcony Club. It's pretty cool. And I just walked home. Dude, I'm telling you, I was worn out. I'm sorry I don't have a big crescendo, a big...
No crazy,
I was
crazy
dancing,
stories.
took a shirt off on the bar. It wasn't like that. It was just
amazing.
Laid back. I was enjoying the vibe of Colorado.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Is it really just another crush? Do you catch your breath when I look at you? Are you holding back? Like the way you do.
Oh, wow.
Cause I try to walk away.
So two things are going
but
on.
But I know this crush ain't going away.
We got Alex in here.
Yes.
Talking about his love life.
That's right. David Archuleta's greatest hit.
Yeah, Alex, let Kelly sing.
And Kelly's love life is going so good. She's singing.
Maybe.
So we got two things we got to hit.
Yeah, we have two love things to hit this break.
Right.
First, we'll kick it off with intern Alex.
All right.
Good morning.
Hello, sir.
How are y'all today? How are y'all doing today?
Not as good as you, party people.
Yeah. Look at
can't even talk today.
I know.
I could already
crazy
tell you.
Weekend.
Is your tongue tired or something?
It is. Yeah.
Oh man. So we learned last
crazy
week.
Weekend.
Yeah. Probing Alex on the show. We learned last week that he's had a best girlfriend, platonic, for like 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then for whatever reason.
It led to the conversation of, why aren't you dating this girl?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Neither had friend zoned the other, and it just didn't, the timing had never worked, mm-hmm. so we just decided to play matchmaker.
Yeah, we got her on the phone that day, and she seemed to feel the same way Alex felt, right, Katie?
Yes, right.
Because you guys went on a cruise together.
We did.
And on that cruise, Katie she felt bad that you never put any moves on, Alex.
Mm-hmm. I know. I didn't want to take that step. I was scared.
You guys were both scared because you have a strong relationship mm-hmm. as best friends.
Very strong.
7 years and counting.
Mm-hmm.
And this weekend marked your first date as a, not as a couple, but as a date, a romantic date.
Yeah, it was awesome. One of the coolest dates I've ever been on.
Yay!
Really? Okay,
good.
That's what Alex thinks.
Wow.
Katie, what about you?
I had a lot of fun. It was a blast.
Okay, two blasts going on
here. Well, y'all got the you can bypass the whole getting to know each other because you already know each other. A first exactly. date is usually exactly. when you get to know. You know.
Now, Katie, were there?
You know.
You know.
Yeah.
Katie, did you feel awkward at all with this first date?
No. You know, I was kind of nervous that it might be a little awkward, but it was never. I never once felt awkward at all. So. It was pretty good.
Because, Alex, this all happened based on a post you put on Facebook.
Yep.
Basically saying, guys, 99.9% of guys don't know how to treat girls.
Right.
They're exactly. jerks. They yep. go out and they're womanizers. And you felt this way about the guys Katie would sometimes see at bars.
Exactly.
And you didn't understand why she would go on dates with these guys.
Nope.
When you're right, you're right there.
There you are.
Good old Alex.
Now, you guys had been out before, though. Not,
oh, yeah.
not on a date.
Oh, yeah.
So was this, how was this different?
Honestly, I don't think it was different at all. We hung out as best friends.
Okay.
I mean, we had the same conversations and things like that. You know, we haven't seen each other in over a month, so we just sort of caught up with each other because we don't get to text a lot during the day, and she's always working nights when I get off work, and you know, so we never get to really talk to each other. So it was really, really nice to be able to hang out and just catch up over the last month because
right.
we hadn't seen each other since we were on the cruise.
Right. And prior to this, did you guys ever have that moment that a lot of people that are boy and girl best friend have where you lock eyes and then it gets to the point where you're about to go in?
You watch too many romantic comedies.
And then you're going in, but then you stop yourself. Did you guys ever have that?
No, I mean, maybe a little. But
yeah.
we just laughed the whole time. We had so much fun. And the restaurant, Jenna, was incredible.
Yay, good.
Perfect.
Yeah, I called ahead.
Thank you so much, Jenna.
Oh, no, you're so welcome. I called ahead and gave them my credit card. And I probably should have said on there, like, just keep the alcohol to a minimum, you know.
I don't
but
think these two are big drinkers.
No.
Well, he's the Mr. Amaretto Sour.
Well, when he's impressing, the first thing he said to me this morning, he handed me a thank you card because I just gave him my credit card. I was going out of town. I'm like, this is for these two people. Like, whatever they want, it's fine. I figured he wouldn't go overboard. He comes in and hands me a thank you card. He goes, I feel like I need to pay you for the bottle of wine. It was expensive.
Okay. So you guys order food? Did you order for the lady, Alex?
Well, we definitely discussed it because we got a sampler to start with,
uh-huh.
and we had some crazy food.
Now, yeah, this was a restaurant I've always wanted to go to. I've eaten at a party before, the catered, and it's like wild. They have all kinds of exotic and wild meats.
It was nice. Cool.
Wild?
It's game, yeah.
Like hyena?
Like game. I don't know what they have. What did you eat?
We started with kangaroo nachos.
See, I thought this would be very romantic.
Kangaroo.
And I love going places. It's almost like going and having tapas or sushi. Like, you have to share. You know what I mean? So you have to talk about the food when you're on the date.
Hold on, you ate kangaroo?
Is that even
legal? And then we went to rabbit and rattlesnake sausage.
Oh, wow.
No, it was cool.
Whoa.
Kangaroo?
Katie, were you okay with all the meats?
Yeah, I was kind of scared to try it, but it was all pretty good. I mean, it just tasted like meat, really. It didn't really taste weird.
But it wasn't meat.
But it's kangaroo. What'd you eat next?
So nice.
Would you have panda
legal?
After that?
No, we ended with beef tenderloin.
Did you have the bald eagle taco?
Beef tenderloin sounds like cereal. It's so normal.
It all tastes like chicken. It really does. and it probably was
then
chicken.
Then eat chicken, not precious kangaroo.
They have it there, Kelly. Might as well go for it. That is crazy.
Why eat stuff if it all tastes like chicken, JC? Just eat chicken.
It doesn't.
No, it's. So they really bring kangaroo in and just.
Oh yeah.
I've never heard that you eat kangaroo.
Yeah.
I had. Kelly's upset now.
I really am. Do they eat koala?
I'm not sure.
Oh no.
I mean,
you can't eat a koala bear.
Is there nothing that's inedible?
They have steak and it was awesome.
Okay.
So now let's get to the point we all want to know.
Yeah. Okay. After dinner, what happens?
Were there any? Was there hand holding? Was there? Hugging?
I don't want to listen to intern Alex. I want to ask Katie.
Katie, after you guys ate dinner, what'd you do? You went to a bar.
Yeah, we went down on West 7th and went to a bar, sat down, had a couple drinks,
okay.
and hung out and talked. And we walked around town a little bit.
Were you guys holding
People
hands?
Watched cars and stuff. No, we never held hands.
Oh, but you watched cars?
Why wouldn't you hold her hand?
I don't know.
That's the move. That's
Alex.
Where you kind of, that's,
yeah.
I'll tell you, even to this day, and I'm a little older than you, Alex, when a man reaches out and takes my hand, there's just like you're overcome with this
Game
warmth
over.
That just rushes through your body.
Especially when you're doing romantic things like watching cars.
I didn't think
cars.
I needed to tell you that.
You're eating kangaroo, dude. I mean, there's no better bonding.
Look, I know it's awkward. I know it's awkward.
It
but
was.
There's nothing more impressive to a girl that even if we don't think you have much experience or that maybe you don't know what you're doing, if you just fake the confidence and
the
you just grab the hand, and you're not being creepy. I mean, you're not like trying to.
There's nothing. What's more awkward is not holding her hand.
Yeah.
So Katie,
that makes it even more awkward.
Katie, you were hoping for him to reach out for that hand.
Maybe a little.
A little bit. That's normal.
Alex,
come on, Alex. Now you know.
Which means
now
a
you know.
Lot. If
it's
she says
okay.
a little, it means a lot.
The date did not end there. You guys went back to Alex's house.
Yep.
After
I'm
the
not
bars
even.
And
I'm not
around.
Even. If he can't even hold her hand, you know nothing happened.
Okay. So what'd you guys do at Alex's house?
We got some pillows and blankets and stuff, and laid out in the driveway and looked at the stars.
For how long?
A few hours, probably. We're
and just talked.
Okay.
Was there any skin contact?
Did you see the one that I bought Kelly? The star. I bought her a star.
Did you kiss her then, man?
I didn't kiss her then.
No, so you guys
then,
are laying
okay.
out.
Okay, well, there's like promise that it comes up later.
So you're laying out in the driveway with pillows and
slow playing
and all that stuff and looking at stars, talking.
I could have loaned you a couple dollars.
It was cool. When we were on the cruise, we went to the very front and laid on the helipad at night and we looked at the stars. And that was a really sort of special moment that we had.
Yeah.
And I wanted to continue that at my house because it really is cool to look at the stars. I live sort of out in the country, so there's not a lot of city light. So you can see all the stars.
You live with your parents?
It truly is a romantic dude.
And we saw like four shooting stars. It was awesome.
You saw four?
Yeah, it was really, really
cool. Make a wish. Wishes.
Make a wish. Oh,
made a wish every time.
Yeah, I bet you okay. did. Mm-hmm. Did it come true?
We'll find out,
so
I guess.
Right. You made a wish, and then, you know, after 3 hours of staring at the stars, Katie finally said, all right, this is enough stargazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened, Alex?
Well, I said goodbye, and I gave her a kiss goodnight.
Oh!
On the mouth?
Yeah, on the mouth.
Yeah!
All right. And how was it?
How was it, Katie?
It was good.
Yeah!
What do you mean good?
It was really hard to go in for that first kiss, though, because my best friend was 7
years. Yeah, I know. It's hard.
Was it weird because you didn't know how to... What kind of... Was it a peck or was it a... Whoa.
That's funny.
It was probably a peck.
Okay, so you pecked.
You got to start slow, though.
No, not at this point.
Okay,
you've been watching stars for 3 hours.
Well,
have
you
not seen romantic comedies? You do that first little peck, and then you pull back, and you're like, and then you just go back in, right?
Yeah. Can you give us can you show us on your hand how you kissed her real quick?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Just you went in. Okay.
Oh,
half
no,
a second peck.
Dude.
Oh, that's, you haven't seen hand kiss until you've seen Big Al.
Dude, I didn't want to go that far.
You need to get in there.
There's a nice in between.
You just fed the woman kangaroo. Get some tongue. Hashtag that. Get some tongue.
Yeah.
Katie, was that a fine kiss or were you hoping for a little bit more?
No, it was good.
That was a good first kiss.
What I was expecting. So, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I want my.
Will there be a second date?
Yeah, we're actually going out next Saturday.
Oh, next Saturday.
Yep.
Can you show us what that next kiss is going to look like?
No, sir. I can't.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Just ask Al.
Just go for the hand this time.
Yeah, hold some hand.
Oh, definitely.
So, hold
you know,
hand.
Maybe grab a little butt. You know,
put her hand.
Put your forefinger through there.
No.
Tuck her hair behind her ear when you're talking to her.
Put your forefinger
hair,
like right there in that
her
belt
hair
loop.
Behind her ear like
and then
this.
grab her like her face right by the jawline and just pull her in and give her one of those
up against the wall.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Katie, you looked beautiful on your date, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Did Alex tell you that?
He asked me about my outfit.
Okay.
So he liked that.
Close enough.
He asked you about it. Okay.
Oh, close my enough. Gosh.
Did you get it at Marshall's?
Where'd you get that outfit?
Oh, that's a different bit.
That's different,
sorry.
Girl. Thank you, though. Alex, I'm glad we didn't ruin your friendship with Katie, and I'm glad the
you
first
day
the went
date
well.
And I owe it all to Jenna.
Oh.
And JC for calling me out.
Yeah,
thank you. The two of you are awesome.
You're
I really
welcome.
Appreciate it, because I honestly don't know if I would have ever made that move.
Mm-mm. Sometimes you need a little push, Alex.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back. It's Madison Applegate's Big Break. Her once-in-a-lifetime shot at the music industry. With accommodations provided by the Omni Mandalay Hotel. The Big Break on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And we actually have Madison Applegate in studio with us.
Yes, we do.
Hi, Madison.
Hi.
The morning after.
Yes, the morning after. Now, for those who don't know what the Big Break is, Jenna... Please recap it for us.
Well, we've been doing this. We've been talking about it every day for a while, but we just decided to start up this talent contest, really, where we just wanted to use our platform to give an artist the chance of a lifetime and train with the Linda Septien Entertainment Group. Of course, she's kind of helped foster the talents of stars like Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez. So we had a nationwide talent search. A lot of people, thousands sent in YouTube videos. We did it with online voting. You got to follow along and track the 8 finalists, and that went down to 4. And then last week, Madison ended up winning.
Yeah.
Week before last, we flew her to Dallas last week, and she did this boot camp, rigorous boot camp, like 10 hours a day, all day, every day, getting lessons on stage presence and, of course, vocal training. And you shot a music video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get into that. But real quick, here's a recap of Madison's journey from bedroom musician to big break winner to future star.
I've been participating in musical theater since I was 7 years old, so performing on stage really makes me feel at home. About 9 months ago, I started teaching myself how to play the guitar, and I instantly fell in love with it. Soon following, I realized that songwriting was a true passion of mine. It's your
big break. Today's the live interview.
Yeah.
I have a rehearsal for a show I'm in, and I'm kind of just going along for the ride. Just, you know, well,
what are you going to do Wednesday?
Don't stop.
Ow. Take my bit.
Wednesday, I'm working.
All right.
Oh, where do you work at?
I work at Marshall's.
Yes. Kelly.
Oh my God, I return a shirt to Marshall's today. I did.
Well, we got on the plane, and so we're up in the air, and we're just having a great flight, and then the flight attendant says, all right, listen, everyone in the front of the plane wants to hear you sing, so you need to come up here and do a little song.
Her first class wants you to sing.
I started with a voice lesson with Linda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Her approach is totally different than anything I've ever done.
Yeah.
She is really big on incorporating physicality with voice, so she had me hold weights and lift them while I was singing scales. She had me jump on a trampoline while singing scales.
We're going to pull stuff out of you so there's no other energy. So we're right with you at all times so you'll stay with us because we work hard.
Everybody say hello.
This is a surprise.
Yeah, oh, this is a huge surprise. Okay, cool, you have no idea who this is. To the world famous Demi Lovato.
How did you learn how to balance staying true to yourself and the artist that you wanted to be while at the same time appealing to the younger audience and appealing to, you know, what people want to hear and like?
Oh, good question.
I see where you're coming from. Fortunately for me, like, I've never given a crap about what other people do.
There you go.
It's Columbia Records Zone. Lee Leibsner. Lee Leibsner.
I would definitely, you know, bring Madison to New York or L.A. and meet with some of our A&R staff as well to hear the music and to get to know people up there and just start that process.
It's been jam-packed, but it's been, I mean, I've already grown so much in just 4 days.
And that's all the time we have to talk about Madison Applegate.
You have to recap everything,
I know,
right?
I know.
Madison.
I know, it's a lot. You did a lot in a week.
Deep breath, right? The week's finally over.
Is it over or is it just beginning, JC?
Well, that last week was a lot of work for her.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Because you, on Friday, what'd you do?
Friday, I had a couple workshops in the morning and then I shot my music video.
Nice.
So you officially have a music video.
Yes. I have not seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
No, we're going to premiere it here on the show.
Yeah, we're running a little late for that. Sorry. Yeah. You know how we do.
Our bad.
It's a surprise for me, too.
Yeah. And then your brother actually came in and surprised you.
Yes, I was in the hair and makeup room, you know, frazzled, getting ready for the shoot because we were running a little late. And I was trying to figure out what I was going to wear, and he walks in and goes, I think you should wear that. I was like, oh, hi,
Hi, brother.
Yeah.
How cool is that? Did you cry and stuff?
No, I didn't cry. I was very excited. He was stuck at grandma's all week, and so my parents flew him in to surprise me. And it was
a lot of people that flew in to be there for you last night for your showcase, including Lee Leibsner.
Yep.
Who is right here.
He requested this.
The man behind One
so
Direction.
Wrong. So wrong.
You love it. That's what makes you
beautiful. John Legend.
Oh, yeah, there's one.
Did he write this about you?
Yes, I came in second.
Beyonce.
Oh, no, Beyonce. You have her phone number, Lee? Yeah.
And Pharrell.
Of course he does. Happy,
it's Columbia Records Zone.
Man.
Lee Leibsner.
Nice.
Lee Leibsner.
He's a big deal.
Hi, guys.
The real big deal.
You should have a t-shirt. I'm a big deal.
It's right under the jacket here.
You have your own intro to our show.
It was well done. I didn't request it again, but it's not good.
Thank you for sending that along.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm getting such a bad rap.
He is the executive vice president of promotions for Columbia Records. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I didn't even realize. I've known Lee for how many years?
You really want to talk about it?
Well, I mean, I've been here 20. We just celebrated my 20th. Probably, so it's been almost that long.
Almost 20 years, yeah.
Wow.
I realized when he just gave us a high school graduation speech. We're the same age. I didn't even know it. You aged so much better than I did.
Yeah, I'm like Benjamin Button. I go backwards.
I know, you look great.
Nice.
So anyway, I didn't even realize what a big deal he was. I'm spitting.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
He is a big deal. He's like the guy that we try and get a hold of when we want to go catch a glimpse of someone very famous.
I mean,
backstage.
If I knew how big Lee was, I would be pestering him like all the time for stuff. I didn't even know.
I try not to. I try to use it once in a while.
Yeah.
After Kelly told me that last night, I definitely changed my number, but it's okay.
That's fine. Now, Madison, we told you that Lee was going to be in the audience on Friday. Mm-hmm. Did that change how you were thinking about going about your performance a little bit?
I mean, it kind of put a little more pressure, but in the best way possible. You know, I feel like I've said before, I perform better under pressure, I feel like.
Yeah.
And so I was a little nervous last night, but backstage, the one person who was keeping me sane was Emma Kelly.
Isn't she great?
Was she really?
Kelly's daughter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She was just talking to me. You know, I think it was nice. I wasn't just standing there, you know, silent. Just like, ugh. I was having a fun conversation with her, and she would just totally ease my nerves, and she was like, just have fun. You're pretty and you smell good.
Yeah. Exactly. You smell good. She goes, can I go with you to Los Angeles? And Kelly's like, ready.
Wow.
Well, you went out there and you performed. Lee, you got to see this performance.
Yeah. We never met last night.
I didn't want to.
I just heard you guys in the hallway saying hello to each other.
Yeah, we didn't meet. So.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, I thought you were there last night.
Well, that keeps you from being influenced by her personality.
There were a lot of people there, so I didn't want her like to feel any extra pressure at all.
Okay.
So, not that, you know, because I am such a big deal, according to you.
You are.
Well, do you need to hear
deal.
The promo again?
No.
Let's play it again. Just in case you don't know who this is.
No. I'll just give you newbies to change on. It's okay, once in a while.
So, what were your thoughts on Madison's first performance on a stage in front of a crowd that big?
I think, first of all, it's a busy week. I'm exhausted hearing what you had to do, and it's not easy. I think that, you know, what you did was, I think your confidence shone through. It definitely did. And I think that anytime you come from where you were making music in your bedroom now to being on a full stage of the House of Blues is not easy. I don't want anybody to think that's
in a week.
In a week.
In a week, yeah.
So I thought you were definitely confident. I think you picked it up well. I think that, you know, any distraction or even a couple bumps, you just went right through it. You didn't let it distract you at all. Mm. And I thought that, again, I see that confidence, you know, kind of shining through.
How many songs was the show, Madison? How many songs did you sing?
She only did one.
One song.
Her
okay.
single.
Okay.
And Madison would... Lee said there was a couple slip-ups, which is,
I said bumps.
I'm sorry. This was my favorite part of your performance because of how you reacted to it.
Yes.
So tell us what happened.
Well, during my sound check, there was a lot that we didn't really go over. And there's a part where I hand off my ukulele. So literally right before going on stage, I found someone to come take it from me. And I was like, just kind of figure it out. You know,
playing
it by ear. So, you know, this transition went smoothly. I passed it off. And then when he unplugged it, he threw the cord just on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So I take off the mic and I kind of walk over. And then, so right before the bridge, I'm like, all right, I'm going to strut across this stage.
And you were strutting.
Oh,
yeah. You had attitude.
Homegirl had it.
I mean, those cat classes
Whoa.
I was
paid
like, channel
off.
Channel hat cat here. So I was like, all right, ready, here we go. And I start walking. I'm like, ooh, I'm feeling good. Here we go. All of a sudden, I slip on the cord. I go, whoa.
Oh, no.
And I just thought,
I'm
going to crash. And then I was like, nope. And then I kind of just did a little skip and just went right back.
She didn't fall, and she kept singing. She gave a little smile to the audience like a pro.
I made eye contact with my cousin in the second row, and I saw him, and he was
First of all, just so you know, Madison, it happens to everyone.
Lee, you've seen Beyonce do it.
I saw Bono one time slip on stage in Washington. He cracked his collarbone.
Oh,
and
my.
He actually finished the show. He actually did full drop.
Oh yeah.
You know what? It happens to the best of them. But, you know, again, I thought that you picked it up well. You didn't let any – it didn't distract. You didn't get emotional. It was fine. You just kept on going, and that's a good sign.
Yeah, I would have
It was
cried.
Fun.
I cried.
I would cry.
I was bawling in the balcony.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was
but
fun.
But I didn't have the crash course.
It kind of added to it.
It did.
It does. You know, now you have a cool story to tell when you get super famous.
Right.
You know,
right.
My first performance ever, I slipped a little bit. Hey, well, no big deal.
Well, Madison, how did you feel about your performance? Like, after all this practice all week and changing the song, how do you think you did?
You know, like I said, right before I went on, I just thought, don't overthink it. Just go out and have fun. And, you know, the thing with me is I'm kind of nervous before, but as soon as I go out on that stage and start talking, I feel really comfortable. I just kind of just So I was kind of just, I felt really good. And then when, once I started singing, especially, I was just having so much fun. And when it went by so fast, when it was over, I was
like, that's okay, it?
Okay. Right.
That's the week right
Thank
there.
Thank you. Bye. You
know, I can do an encore.
Yeah.
Well, it all culminates with this. When we return, the world premiere of Madison's hit song, Thoughts of You. And if you go to kidtv.com right now, you could see the world premiere of the video as well. So we'll get all that. The world premiere of Madison's single, Thoughts of You, on the Kid Craddock Morning Show is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's Madison Applegate's Big Break. Her once-in-a-lifetime shot at the music industry. The Big Break on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And we've all been here from the beginning with Madison, from when she auditioned to getting her big break to her showcase last night. And we also have Lee Leipzner in studio. Who is Lee Leipzner?
The man behind
Please cut this.
One Direction.
So he is the executive vice president of promotions for Columbia.
Wow, I'm burned out already.
Here's the thing. When you see us on the street and you say, oh, they're in radio, let me give them a copy of my CD or my kid's CD.
Yeah.
Because they can give it to somebody. This is the guy that we would give it to. Now, with that said, I don't have Lee Leipzner's phone.
He's like, oh, Leipzner's Lord, phone number. You just like that?
I don't have his phone number, so unless you can get down here within the next 5-10 minutes and catch him between the studio and his car.
Oh, great, Al.
You're out of luck. But that's the guy.
But how
he is the guy.
Honestly, yeah. Lee, I'm sure coming, people like, I've seen it on TV, they stand outside these music executive offices in New York, and they just hand anybody coming in and out these CDs and demo tapes. Is that effective at all?
I haven't seen anybody in a while do that, but they used to. They used to pile on a bunch of cassettes at the time.
Yeah.
Now it's all digital now, and you know, we usually
go to my SoundCloud.
SoundClouds, and they always have some kind of, you know, presentation EPK ready to go. And you know, it's not like it used to be. You know, the handouts are not as much. You know, they usually give, can I send you something? And I'll always listen to anything people send me. Always.
Oh, cool.
That's nice.
Always. I don't do that. I mean, if I don't like it, I'll let them know. It's not something we're ready to sign or something we're interested in at this point. But
you listen to probably the first 30 seconds of it, right?
And you
or
can
maybe
tell.
15.
No, that's what radio guys do. I don't do that.
You didn't listen to the whole thing?
I'll listen to most of it.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Of course. I'm not going to cut it off that quickly. I mean, you never know. It's hard because you get a lot of unsolicited music. And a lot of companies actually don't take unsolicited music anymore. You know, they need to know that it's sanctioned and somebody sent it and, you know, somebody you're connected with. But right. I always feel like it can come from anywhere. So don't close the door to anyone. You just don't know where it's going to come
right.
from. Do you have like a whole staff of people that just goes through YouTube looking for
Oh, yeah. We actually have
talent.
A couple A&R people that actually just do that and look for those opportunities. Because a lot of stuff is now kind of do it yourself. And,
yeah.
you know, these people have big social media numbers. Doesn't always mean they have hit songs. But at least they built up an audience that's big enough now that you're almost, you're tapping to something that took months to develop in the old days. Yeah.
Or well, Madison, lucky for you, we got Lee trapped in the studio.
The door is locked behind you.
He's
not going anywhere,
Madison.
The
entire thing.
Absolutely.
Now it's time to play the world premiere of Madison's hit song, Thoughts of You. And her video is up at Kid TV.
Nice.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Nothing that I can say or can do. Cause the memories of you and I, they will never bloom. The joys in my heart are open wide, but there's no one who will come on in and make me happier inside. And I feel suffocated by the thoughts of you. Driving for the man that I once knew.
suffocated by the thoughts of you. And I feel smothered by the thought of something new. So I kneel, begging for an answer as to why I'm still strong.
Madison Applegate.
That is awesome.
That
I like
song.
When you say man. I like that.
Yeah,
that's like my
plant.
Favorite part.
That is man awesome, on. Madison. That's great.
Who is that man tripping behind you?
Yeah, who is that guy?
In the video? Was that Russ?
I don't know. That was just like a outtake. I guess.
But it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's little outtakes in the video of you messing around, keeping it fun. That song from the ukulele song you played to that.
That's crazy.
That is a crazy
but
difference.
It's not our opinion that matters.
No.
Lee, that's a hit, right?
Yeah, she did a really good
the
job on that. First of all, oh my God, seriously.
One Direction.
Burn it forever. Thank you.
You said you liked it.
I didn't say that. You keep telling me. Big difference.
What do you think?
Well, first of all, I love any song with a ukulele. I worked a song with a ukulele. It was called Hey Soul Sister, and it became one of the biggest songs. So I love,
Train.
You know, Train, yeah. It was a big song, but I thought, you did really, really well. I like, you know, in the video, the natural shots of you. I think it's really good. You're very, again, it's your confidence is there. And I think your music speaks, you know, it's so well done that it's not disposable. It actually has a meaning. It has a message. Mm-hmm. And I think you sing it well and you stand behind it. And I thought, you know, again, for what I saw a week ago to now, I mean, just huge difference. So,
yeah. Okay.
Really well done.
Well, that bad boy. Yep.
You know, we're going to have to put you on the spot, Lee.
Oh, God.
We're going to have to ask you.
Really?
This.
Here's a pen right here,
yeah.
Lee.
It's not that easy.
not that
way.
But
I don't have a nail folder with me here.
Truthfully, do you think she has what it takes to get a record deal?
I think she has the start of what it takes.
Okay.
I mean, to be honest, I think her foot is in the door now, and I want to hear more. I'd like to hear more of what she's working on. You know, I don't want to define an artist by one song.
Right.
I think I'm sure you have many songs. I'm sure you've written. How many have you written?
12 now.
There you go.
12.
Yeah.
12, Lee.
That's an album in my part of the country.
For a whole CD.
Yeah. I got, oh, now the gang tackle happens.
Yeah, right.
Got it, everybody. I know what an album consists of. But, but yes, I think you're on your way. I think it's a great starting point. And I'm, you know, obviously I'd love to hear some more as you continue to grow and, you know, make this music.
Mm-hmm.
It's important.
Cool.
There you go, Madison. I mean, that's great that Lee wants to hear more.
Oh, I do. Absolutely, I want to hear more.
Because how many times you get a song, you're like, oh, okay, that was cool. I don't want any more.
There's so much you want to follow up on with that.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, after this, Madison's going to be performing on TV.
Oh, yeah?
She's going straight to Good Morning Texas, and she's going to be performing with Carlo, her guitarist,
all
on
right.
the Septian group.
Sounds good.
And she'll also be on Dish Nation tonight, our TV show.
That's national.
Yeah. She was on Friday too.
Lee watches it too.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah. Every night.
Every night. Don't miss one episode.
What channel are we on in New York?
Wait a minute. When I'm home, I'll let you know. I'm traveling all the time. It's different channels.
You can go to dishnation.com to find out what channel and what time it's playing in your area.
And mm-hmm. you're doing something really cool with this single, right? Because we're actually going to sell it on iTunes, and it takes a little. I mean, we just debuted it, so we got to go through a little bit of a process to get
it up
on
iTunes. We'll let you know when it's up.
Yeah, we're going to make the big announcement, hopefully the end of the week, but we're going to let you know. And for the first 48 hours, once it hits iTunes, you can buy the song, and all the proceeds are going to go to Kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Madison.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a lot of money.
It is. It could potentially be a lot of money. I know I'm going to download it. I love it.
That's so kind of you.
Well, it goes to a good cause.
It really does.
Well, listen, if you're interested, you know, just like Madison, if you want to see your teenager, your child be transformed into a superstar, Septian Entertainment Group is who you need to reach out to for voice, instrument, stage lessons. Also, for this great video and for all the pictures of Madison, Distillery Media.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
our Dish Nation camera crew. They were the ones that helped film that.
Nice.
Jeff Rockwell, Scott Byrne for playing the instruments, producing and mastering. White Cane Films, they did the video. Samantha Landis, makeup. And the Omni, of course, for putting Madison up like a rock star in the presidential suite. And you can see, you know, if you want to get in touch with any of these people that help Madison, we'll have the list up at kidnation.com.
And Madison, what is your Twitter handle?
Twitter is at Maddie Applegate, M-A-D-D-Y-A-P-P-L-E-G-A-T.
And Instagram is at Maddie Apple.
Yes, and
I
Lee,
found that out.
Any One Direction gossip you want to throw out there?
Any One Direction gossip?
Yeah.
They're coming.
All right.
The band's coming to town. Any gossip?
Good. Yeah. Will you please take Kelly so she'll stop complaining?
Kelly is my date.
That I'm the only one that met Harry Styles so
yes,
far?
Yes, Kelly.
You are keeping me from Harry.
I'm keeping you from Harry.
Well,
you're keeping yourself
someone.
From Harry.
Can we put Kelly
someone.
In that like Silence of the Lambs outfit with the mask when she
Harry said
Harry?
If she's caged, he will definitely meet her.
Okay, perfect.
That's all.
If that's what it takes.
Okay.
Shackle.
There's a lot of room backstage. It's okay.
Okay.
We'll ship you right in.
Madison, it was great having you in. This
Madison, thank you so much.
You
did wonderful.
Madison.
We're so proud of you. Lee, always a pleasure, my man.
Great to see you all. Thank you for having me.
We'll see you at the One Direction concert.
Yes, you will.
Catch Lee. If you see Lee, tall white dude with glasses on. Give him your CD.
Okay.
Al, I decide I'm going to walk outside with a sandwich board, okay? All day. One time only.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have teamed up with Southwest Airlines to give you and a friend a chance to get on the New Kids on the Block party plane.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to do that? You also attend the opening night of their After Dark show at the Axis at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. So we'll fly you to Chicago. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to hop on the NKOTB party plane to Vegas. You'll have two nights at the Planet Hollywood and tickets to the opening night NKOTB concert. How do you win this, Kelly Raspberry?
Well, it's very easy, actually, JC, and actually fun for me because you know how much I love games.
Oh, you love games.
Especially bingo. So this is the deal. Instead of the bingo board, it's the NKOTB board.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of numbers one through gazillion, like you play in bingos,
yeah.
it's only numbers one through five.
Okay.
So you call out a letter like O, 4. And then we'll all, mm-hmm. you know, do the dauber on our board.
Right.
And if you call out the letter and the number and one of us yells bingo when you're on the phone with us, you're going to be on that party plane.
Oh.
Get it?
Sounds good.
So instead of B-I-N-G-O, you call out NKOTB. And then the number one through five to
right.
go with it.
So one letter, one number.
One exactly. letter, one number.
All right. Up to five.
Just like bingo.
Just like bingo.
Must be 21 and over to win.
Just like bingo.
Just like wind. Let's bring in our fob holder.
Hey, Mikey.
Is that my
dauber.
New title?
It's your... dauber, not fob.
Dauber.
Dauber.
That was a fobber.
No, it's a dauber. Dauber.
Oh, it's a dauber.
Yeah, yeah.
What's a fob?
That's the thing
a fob
you
is what, like a fob is what you use to get into your apartment.
Keys.
Oh.
Get in your car.
Whatever.
So, funny story behind these. So, producer Nick had to go to a seedy part of town.
Mm-hmm.
And
shout
he
out.
Said that when he went into the... when he went in, there was a sign that said smoking section, non-smoking section.
Yeah.
And so, in the non-smoking section, it was about the size of somebody's kitchen.
Okay.
And then it had a glass window and you could look through, and the smoking section was like a ballroom. So there was hundreds of people in there. So he got the $1 daubers. They're all in fancy colors.
Okay.
Oh, wait. So he went to an actual bingo establishment where they have like recreational bingo?
Like legit. Like
oh,
old
I thought
people
you meant...
sitting around smoking cigarettes.
Okay, but I need a little talisman, don't I? Like when people line up troll dolls and stuff.
Yeah,
I need
good
something.
Luck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What have you got for luck?
I don't need luck.
I got nothing.
Oh.
I just need my lucky color.
You know what I happen? Oh, random. I have a horseshoe.
Yeah.
You have a horseshoe?
I don't know why, but I have a horseshoe.
Okay.
That's my, there you go.
Nice.
All right. Okay.
There's my luck.
All I have is my deodorant, so I guess I'll put
all right,
that out.
All right. Use my hot sauce.
We'd be lucky if you actually used it, Jenna.
Hello. Well, mine's 48 hours.
I'll take purple.
You want the
that.
Purple dauber?
You
purple.
Use up I'll every take... minute of it.
Hold up. You want the pink rose one?
Yeah, I want pink.
Right, purple.
Sorry, Al.
All right, just toss.
I'll take the blue. Oh, my goodness.
You want the blue one? That's too obvious.
There's a bingo injury.
I want the blue. I want the green.
I don't care. Right.
I need the blue.
Jenna gets the blue, and Kelly gets the coral.
I like coral.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, before we
address,
test out your dauber to make sure that it works.
Okay.
Right.
I'll test it on the free.
Of course, you're already giving up on Mexico.
Works.
I don't even take the green.
Mine
well,
works.
It matches my outfit, Jenna.
Mine works.
We're going to be playing NKOT Bingo. We teamed up with Southwest Airlines to put you on the New Kids on the Block party plane.
But first, let's sing a song.
Yay.
Okay.
You guys want
to
sing
we have
a song?
To have a song with contest,
yeah.
of course.
Oh, I lost my lyrics.
Oh. Well, it's not that hard.
Lyrics!
It's just spelling.
There it is. Okay, I'm ready. Okay.
All right, here we go.
There was a boy band on the block. They want you on their plane. Oh, N-K-O-T-B, N-K-O-T-B, N-K-O-T-B. They want you on their plane. Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. Now we go to the phones and start playing. Sherry, you will kick off the game for us. Go ahead.
N2.
All right. Okay.
So Sherry basically didn't have a chance in hell of winning.
Yeah, but
okay.
Sherry.
Okay. Thank you for getting it started.
But she can
thank
call
you
back.
For playing.
Yeah.
You can call back, Sherry.
Bye, Sherry. All right. She didn't care. My screen just turned off. Now I can't see. Kara, you go second.
K4.
K4. Nice.
Got it.
Good number. Good number.
All right.
All right. We'll move on.
Anybody getting close yet?
No.
You know, Mike, that's only two.
Well, there's a free space.
That is true. Danielle, go ahead.
N5.
N5.
Got it.
Oh, that's a great number, Danielle. Thank you so much. We'll move on to Kathy.
K5.
What?
K5. K5.
All right.
K5, okay.
Thank you.
K.
Thank you for your
All right.
call.
Anybody getting close yet? Yeah.
No, yeah. Nobody. I'm all over the place. Charlotte, you're up.
I'm going to say B3.
B3, uh-oh. Okay, now I'm getting a little close now.
Yeah, you know I'm not close at all.
I'm getting real close. All right, Trisha, go ahead.
I-13.
There's no I, and there's no 13.
N-K-O-T-B.
How about T-13?
Well, there's only one through five. So T, what's your number?
T5.
T5.
Okay. All right, she's a seasoned bingo player. You're wrong.
It's okay.
She had fun. That's
all. Ain't nobody mad at you.
She's laughing.
And by the way, just so you guys know, I don't want to interrupt, but it's got to be horizontal, vertical, or diagonal.
As long as it's a line, right?
Right. I didn't want you guys thinking you're playing like four corners or clover.
Okay.
No.
Like,
we know this isn't like boggle.
All right, bingo dial.
All right,
Cup Lindsay.
Oh four.
Right. See, man, I'm getting so close, but not close at all. Let's go to Natalie.
Could literally go on forever.
I'll take N2.
N2.
Oh, that's already been called.
It's already been called.
We're going to give you another chance.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, because I just got in through.
That's okay. That's okay.
I didn't hear the first one. How about B1?
B1?
That has not been called. Uh-oh.
Anybody getting close?
I am very, very close, like one away close.
Okay. Okay, that's fine, Jenna.
It's the lucky
bragger. Jennifer, go ahead.
K2.
Woo! Jennifer, getting so close. I know.
We got some big New Kids fans on.
Don't get her all excited with your noises.
Well, I'm sorry. I get excited too.
Bookends. We got bookends.
Jennifer, good job. Mindy, you're up.
K3.
K.
Now I'm one away.
I think everybody's one away.
I'm one away twice. I'm only one away once.
Yeah.
I'm one away four times.
No, you're not, liar.
I know. I'm not. I'm only one. Tiffany, you're up.
O2.
Like
oxygen.
Now I'm one away twice.
Then we already call O2?
Nope. T's not been very popular.
Also, JC's not even paying attention now.
I must have gotten the wrong one. All right. Autumn, you're up.
T2.
Like Terminator.
Golly.
See, now you guys are...
This is frustrating.
I'm getting so close.
So close here.
Danielle, you're up.
T3.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm never going to get bingo on this thing.
Okay. Anybody know?
Okay. I'm one away on so many right now, I might miss it.
I'm one away.
I hate to ask this question.
What, Al?
I guess it doesn't matter because there'll only be one caller. But
you thought the same thing I thought. If we get a tie.
If two people bingo at the same time, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter on our end.
Person's just the one person
I asked
on the
answer my own question.
Okay.
I figured it out.
Got to think things through.
Yeah, thought it through.
Let's see if Marcy could take us home. Go ahead, Marcy.
B4.
Bingo!
Aw, dang it!
Wait a minute!
Congratulations to you, though.
Oh.
Marcy, Jenna got
NKOTB. Oh, my God.
There you go, Marcy.
Are you a New Kids fan?
Oh, my God, yes.
Marcy.
Are you okay?
What are you feeling right now?
Tell us what the New Kids on the Block means to you.
Oh, my God, I'm at work. I have to be so quiet.
But you can still tell us.
Yeah, tell us.
Cry.
Oh, my gosh, I love them forever. I can't believe I won. I love Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you going to say to Donnie when you're on the plane with him?
I really just want him to sit on my lap the entire time.
Hey, don't get sloppy seconds from Shannon. She kissed him already.
You should do that. Get one of those extender seat belts and just fasten him in that seat with you, girl.
I'm sorry, what was that?
No, it wasn't important or funny.
All right, Marcy, here's what you're going to be doing, okay?
Thanks, Kelly.
Okay. You're going to get on a Southwest Airlines plane, right? And then you're going to fly to Chicago, where you're going to board the New Kids on the Block party plane with New Kids on the Block. So bring those little shot things that people bring on planes. Then.
You travel with shot glasses?
Oh, yes.
Where's that plane going,
Who
JC?
Doesn't? That plane from Chicago will travel all the way to Las Vegas so that you could check out their After Dark show at the Axis at Planet Hollywood. You'll have two nights out there, too, by the way, and tickets to opening night.
Oh, my gosh. I was already planning on going anyway, but wow.
Owen. Do you have, like, a BFF that you've both just been so crazy about NKOTB for years?
Yes, me and my best friend, Mandy.
There you go, Mandy. Your friend won, and so did you.
What's it feel like?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
You're Marcy, welcome. You're going to meet all of them.
I know.
Take lots of pictures and tag us.
Well, thank you guys so much.
This is a pretty good Monday.
Yeah, Marcy, where are you working at? What are you doing?
I work at Halo Branded Solutions in Sterling, Illinois. We make, we actually probably do some products for you.
Oh, really?
All right.
Yeah, we need a lot of things.
Can you give us
a
discount?
I like products.
Yeah.
Do you sell daubers?
Do we sell what?
Marcy, daubers. Marcy, do you remember when Please Don't Go Girl came out?
I'm going to guess in 1988.
Do you remember how you felt when it came out? That was the jam.
Oh, my gosh. I remember seeing them on Nickelodeon for the very first time and seeing them sing that song in their jerseys. And that's when I think everybody fell in love with them.
Well, apparently that's when Mike fell in love with
Mike's
them.
Mike's a huge MKOTB fan.
Our new producer, Mike, is a fanboy.
Yeah. One of the Knight Brothers actually wrote on one of my Instagram pictures where Kason was singing The Right Stuff. Mm. So I have that in common. Jonathan.
Which one?
Jonathan. What are you asking me? I forgot his first name.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.